Clear your pipes, man.
This is the last time you get to sing, so these songs will go with you for a few weeks. I know that. Maybe a whole year.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
I am looking to Jesus, giving all.
Joshua, a faithful man, was training to be a leader, but he did not know just what God had planned. So he memorized the Word of God and trusted in God's land. That's what it took to free those names as they headed for the Promised Land. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. God is looking for some leaders who would strive to pass each test so he can make their way to prosper and give them great success. Joshua, a faithful man, he lived to help the leader, but he did not know how those serving go. He took and obeyed his orders, and he followed his command. That's what it takes to be used of God and yielded to his hand. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. God is looking for some leaders who will strive to pass each test so he can make their way to prosper and give them great success. Joshua, a faithful man, he had to face the pressure, but he did not know how testing builds a man. The call of God is to view the world beyond the giants we see, and shut our mouths, go up at once, and see the victory. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. God is looking for some leaders who will strive to pass each test so he can make their way to prosper and give them great success. Joshua, a faithful man, he had to face the challenge, but he did not know that faith would be so hard. The river and the giants would be easily swept aside, but the hardest fight is staying right and closer to God's side. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. God is looking for some leaders who will strive to pass each test so he can make their way to prosper and give them great success. So
be seated.
Well, you want them? You want the words in front of you, stuff then?
It is in here somewhere.
A call for loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Come on, soldiers for a conflict. Will you heed?
That's where. That's where you go.
A call for loyal soldiers comes. A call for loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict. Will you heed the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? Jesus calls for soldiers who are filled with power. Soldiers who will serve him every day and hour. He will not forsake you, he is ever near. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? When the war is over and the victory won, when the true and faithful gather one by one, he will crown with glory all who there appear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
Amen.
Who's singing
a special one?
You're doing a hymn.
I'm doing a hymn. 525 in your blue hymn, no?
Okay.
525. I don't know. Might not share. But it's a great one. God give us homes built firm upon the Savior.
Yep.
And it's
some contents for this.
This tune is it's 525.
Oh, it's
the next thing. It goes like, oh, give us homes built firm upon the Savior, where Christ is head and counselor and guide. It goes like that. 525.
Wait, do you want to do it in?
And I can't remember the tune it goes to. Do we know what song? Do 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 do. Now go by five. Anybody? How many people know this song? One, two, three. All right. I'll tell you what. You know the tune. So perhaps then maybe we can sing the first verse through so they can get it. Then we'll sing it again. All right. We'll sing in 525.
What key?
I don't know. Oh, give us homes built firm upon the Savior, where Christ is head and counselor and guide, where every child is taught his love and favor and gives his heart to Christ the crucified. Sweet to know that though his footsteps waver, his faithful Lord is walking by.
Keep singing the next one, you got it.
Oh, give us homes where godly fathers, mother, who always place their hope and trust in him, whose tender patience never bothers, whose calm and courage trouble cannot dim. A home where each finds joy in serving others, and love still shines, though days be dark and gray. Oh, give us home where Christ is Lord and Master. The Bible read, the precious.
this one, bro.
let's get John in here as close as possible because he knows. He knows.
Okay.
He'll be able to help us get up there. Can you see that from that angle? Right there?
Yes, sir.
All is still, heaven is silent, as the mighty judge ascends the throne. The book of life is open, as countless souls begin to mourn. From the throne comes a voice like thunder. Souls my blood has bought. Faces turn as into the courtroom comes the very seed of sin. E'en now the state's accuser must face charges against him. With the fury of all the ages, the demon voice begins to cry.
It's not fair.
I almost had you on Golgotha. I watched you die. Then Satan begins to tremble.
Sang that before. That's great. That was a blessing.
Wow. Okay.
I don't even know what to do.
There are things as we travel this earth, shifting sands that transcend all the reason of man. But the things that matter the most in this world, they can never be held in our hand. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to that old rugged cross. I believe lives today. For he changed me completely, a new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe that this life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to that old rugged cross.
Amen.
Another Irish one for you, lad.
Yeah.
You know, I love a bit singing these Irish songs. I hear Americans singing with Irish accents. Isn't that great?
Can't help it.
Makes you real brave, right now, man. Sorry, a bit of patriotism coming out.
Amazing grace, shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought me liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw.
Anybody else? All right. We got a new member first.
Joshua 23, verse 11. What we're looking at this morning is Joshua's worship. Joshua's worship. And I've called my message, called the message this morning simply parting words. Parting words. Look at Joshua chapter 23, verse 11. Servants there, the Bible says, take good heed therefore unto yourselves that ye love the Lord your God.
Amen.
Let's pray to the Lord our God. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done this these last couple of days. Lord, I thank you for meeting with us. I thank you for speaking to us, Lord. I thank you still speak to us, Lord, in 2009, Lord. I thank you so much that you do. I pray now, Lord, you just help us, Lord, in this last time, Lord. I pray you speak to us again. Lord, please just use this message, Lord. I pray you just you would be glorified through everything that's done, that everything that's spoken, Lord. I pray that each and every one of us would have a heart to listen, Lord. And it's just all about you. It's about pleasing you, glorifying you, Lord. And I pray just something from the message would give someone something to change their lives, Lord, so that they can be more like you, to love you more, Lord, honor you more, please you more. Lord, I pray you be pleased and glorified through this. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, I've called the message Parting Words. Parting words matter. They matter. Parting words are the last. Parting words, what you want from parting words are words that will last and will continue to make a difference after you've gone. You want them to last and make a difference even after you've gone. On Wednesday evening, I parted, praise God, from Ulsterbank for my job for a couple of days to come down here.
Amen.
But my parting words to my team were, this and this and this have to be done by the time we get back in on Monday morning, because we need to get that done on Monday. I had some parting words so that the work could go on while I was away. Amen. So the parting words have to make a difference, and they will last until after you've gone. This men's retreat has been my first men's retreat. It's been absolutely amazing.
Amen.
It's just,
amen.
Praise God. I'm just so glad everything that's gone on. But let me tell you this. If we're all honest with ourselves, being a Christian, living the Christian life at men's retreat is easy.
Yes, sir.
It is so easy. You got the wonderful singing, preaching, you're praising God, you've got time alone with God,
yes.
You can pray. We've prayed so many times as a group of our church in our bedroom. It's such an easy, wonderful spiritual time to get refreshed. But what I want to ask you is, what's going to make a difference come Monday morning?
Yeah.
We're all the same. We're all tired of going to meetings, getting on fire. And comes Monday morning, starts to wane. Come 2 weeks later, you've forgotten all about it. You're back where you started.
Right.
We're all tired of doing that. What's going to make a difference? What is going to make that difference so that this is not the same? So that you've got something different that's changed you, that's going to help you to live for God on Monday morning, on Tuesday morning,
yes.
On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right throughout the week. What's going to make that difference? Parting words. Let's look at Joshua's parting words.
Amen.
Turn with me back one chapter, actually back chapter 22, verse 5. See, Joshua actually had two chances at parting words. He had two groups of people that he needed to give parting words to. Remember I mentioned last night about the two and a half tribes, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. You see, they came over and they fought for their brethren. After the fighting was done, they were going back over to the other side of Jordan. And here in chapter 22, we've got Joshua's parting words to these people. Joshua 22, verse 5, it says, "But take diligent heed to the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of God, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." They were Joshua's parting words to those people, to the two and a half tribes. Turn forward to Joshua 23. Verse 1 it says, "And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age." In chapter 23, Joshua is getting ready to die. These are his parting words to the rest of the Jewish people. What does he say? Verse 6. He says, "Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left." Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Amen. exactly the same as he just said to the other 2.5 tribes. He's consistent with what he's saying in his parting words. What does he say? He says, "Be therefore courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses." You know what he tells us to do? Keep everything that's written to you in the Bible.
Amen.
Do it.
Amen.
Do it. Amen. Be diligent. Be faithful men to do what's written in the Bible. Let me ask you this. How can you do that if you don't know what's written in the Bible?
Amen.
How can you do it if you're not reading it?
Yes,
you can come to church every Sunday from now until you die. You still won't know everything that's in the Bible. You need to be in the Bible every single day.
Amen.
Yourself. Let God speak to you. Let God speak to you and be faithful, be diligent to do what God tells you through His book. Verse 8, it says, "But cleave unto the Lord your God as ye have done unto this day." Cleave to Him. Stick close to Him. Again, he said that to the 2.5 tribes in verse 22. And verse 11, where we started, he says, "Take good heed." Pay attention real good to this one, he says. "Therefore, unto yourselves," and this is the sum of it, he says, "that ye love the Lord your God." It's pretty simple, isn't it? But the parting words were the words that he gave that were going to make a difference even after he died. Simple. Love the Lord your God. Love Him. Love Him. Turn with me forward to Mark chapter 12. Mark 12, verse 28. Mark 12, 28. The Bible says, excuse me. "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, 'Which is the first commandment of all?' And Jesus answered him, 'The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.'" You see, if we can get a hold of that, if we can simply love God, all of the rest will fall into place.
Yeah.
Brother Joseph just said it there a minute ago, having that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If we can, each and every one of us, get a hold of that, all of the other things fall into place. Reading your Bible. If you love God, you're going to want to read the Bible.
Amen.
Praying. If you love God, you're going to want to talk to Him. Being kind to the brethren. If you love God, you're going to love God's people.
Amen.
Being in church.
Amen.
If you love God, you're going to want to be in church.
Amen.
You see, if we get a hold of just loving God,
yes,
the rest will fall into place.
Amen.
Just love God. Turn with me back to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus 32. I want to show you the difference. I think Pastor Levitter mentioned it earlier on in the week. The difference between two men. I want to show you the difference that simply loving God yourself, having that personal relationship with God yourself makes. I want to show you Aaron on the one hand and Joshua on the other. Exodus 32. Remember, Aaron was with Moses from the beginning. He was his mouthpiece. Moses went to God. God told Moses the message. And Moses told it to Aaron. And Aaron was the mouthpiece that delivered it out to the people. So Aaron was right there. He did miracles. He saw the plagues. He saw them going through the Red Sea. He saw wonderful, wonderful things. But look at Exodus 32, verse 1 to 4. It says, "And when the people saw that Moses delayed..." At this time, Moses is up the mountain with God, and Aaron is left down on his own with the people. "And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, 'Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him.' And Aaron said unto him, 'Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me.' And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, 'These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. See, I don't think Aaron ever really got that personal relationship with God. He was always there. It was always great when he was by Moses' side. Moses was the one who had the relationship with God. Moses told the message to Aaron, and he proclaimed it out. He was there when the miracles were happening. But when Moses, the man who's got the relationship with God, is away with God, Aaron is left on his own. He's got nothing. He's got no personal relationship with God himself. The people start putting the pressure on him, and he succumbs to it. And they get him into false religion, idolatry. He never had that own personal relationship with God. He never had that love of God. And see, that's the difference. Joshua had that love of God. Joshua, just like Aaron worked with Moses, Joshua worked with Moses. But you see, the difference is when Moses died off, Joshua successfully took the baton and he went forward with it, and he loved God just as much as Moses did. He had his own personal relationship with God just as much as Moses did. That's the difference. The personal relationship with God, having that love relationship with God yourself, not depending on somebody else, having your own personal love relationship with God. Joshua loved God, and Joshua worshipped God. He worshipped his God. I want to look at a couple of points this morning just in relation to how Joshua loved God, how Joshua worshipped his God. Some things we can learn from those so that we can go away from this week. And if it's simply that we love God more, that's all we need. Amen. To love God more. Firstly, actually, turn to Joshua chapter 5. Number one, he realized his position. Joshua realized his position. When it came to him loving God, Joshua realized who he was. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. Joshua 5:13 says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And what did Joshua do? "And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship him and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant?" Joshua knew in the sight of God he was nothing. He was nothing. "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Amen. Joshua saw he's just dirt. He was just created by God out of the dirt through Adam, right down the line to Joshua and right down the line to us. Joshua depended on God. He saw that he was nothing. He just worshipped God. "I am nothing. You're everything, God. You are everything, God." And you know, we put the things just reverse, like we always do. We just mess things up. We put things in reverse. Think about it. If you had... if you had a guy, a great sculptor, and he takes dirt out of the ground and he molds it and he sculpts it and he creates a cup. He creates some great sculpture. And you come along, do you say, "Wow, it's a great sculpture. You're a wonderful sculpture. You're a wonderful piece of clay. I love you. You're brilliant." No, you go, "That was a very talented sculptor. He made it wonderfully. He precise detail." See, it's not the creation, it's the creator. It's the creator. We're just a creation. We're just dirt. God created us. God created us. He deserves all worship, all praise. As the men were singing, they were talking about in the future when everybody will bow the knee to Jesus. We get a head start. We get to do it right now. Amen. Psalm 96:5-6 says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Do you really love God? Do you really worship God? Do you see yourself in God's sight as who you really are? You're dirt. I'm dirt. I'm nothing. Without Him, I wouldn't be standing here. Without Him, I wouldn't have breath. Without Him, I wouldn't be able to see you. Without Him, I wouldn't have been able to come here. Without Him, I wouldn't be alive. Without Him, I'd be on my way to hell. Without Him, we're nothing. We need to really see that without God, we're nothing. He is Lord and God. He deserves all praise, all worship. And Joshua saw that. He saw who he was. In order to have that love relationship, we need to realize who God is and who we are. Remember it. Secondly, Joshua remembered and he appreciated what God had done for him. Joshua remembered and he appreciated what God had done for him. Look at Joshua 23. Verse 14. Joshua speaking here, he says, And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Not one thing that God's ever promised has He reneged on. I was talking to Pastor Perra last night. We were talking about God's never let us down. There's never been a time when God has let us down. We let Him down all the time, but God has never let us down. And we need to be thankful for what God has done for us. Joshua was thankful that God never let him down. We need to be thankful. We're such an ungrateful people. We are such an ungrateful people. We need to be thankful. I am so thankful that 10 years ago to around this weekend, I was in turmoil. I didn't know where I was going when I died. I did know where I was going. I knew I was going to hell. I knew the truth. I wanted to take the step of faith. But I didn't want to turn my back on tradition, on family. I'm so glad that God had patience with me. Amen. He didn't let me die in April 1999. He kept me alive until May 99 when I was able to get born again 10 years ago. Amen. I'm so thankful that God had patience with me. Amen. I'm so thankful that God placed me in a King James Bible preaching church with the best pastor in the world who will get on his knees and we'll seek God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
We need to thank God for each of your pastors.
Amen.
I thank God for giving me a church and a pastor that preaches from God's Word.
Amen.
And believes that every single word in this book is God's Word.
Amen.
Are you thankful for what God has done for you? Are you thankful? Turn to Romans chapter 1. And we'll see the end of unthankfulness.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 1 is where unthankfulness leads us. Remember, I'm simply talking about loving God. I'm simply talking about, do you love God? Do you love God? Do you realize who you are in the sight of God? And are you thankful for what He's done for you? Romans chapter 1, verse 21. And it says, Because that when they knew God and glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed, this is what I was talking about earlier, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause gave them up unto God gave them up unto vile affections, that even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Right.
All of that from unthankfulness.
Amen.
Are you thankful to God? Because look, if you're not, what a slippery slope there is laid out in God's word, the danger of unthankfulness.
Amen.
Joshua was thankful. He loved God. He was thankful for what he had done. Number three, it's a pretty simple message.
Amen.
He obeyed God.
Amen.
He obeyed God. John chapter 14, verse 15, it says, let me ask you, do you love God? If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. I was reading through the book of Joshua. Turn back to Joshua chapter 4 last night. And it's amazing. If Joshua didn't obey God, the book of Joshua would probably be 70 chapters long. It's a very short book because one verse you've got, God said this, and the next verse, Joshua did it.
Yeah.
Next chapter, God said this, Joshua did it. Yeah. God said this, Joshua did it. He simply obeyed God. Look, I'll give you some examples. Joshua chapter 4, verse 15. It says, and the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests and bear the ark of the testimony, that they come up out of Jordan. Verse 17, Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan.
Yeah.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's simple when we do what God says. It's simple what we do what God says. God said it, Joshua did it.
Amen.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
Chapter 5, verse 2. And at that time the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. What did Joshua do? And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of their foreskins. God said it, Joshua did it.
Amen.
Pretty simple.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 5, verse 15. And says, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. He doesn't even need a full verse this time. And Joshua did so.
Amen.
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 Man, if God could say that about us.
Amen.
God says,
wow.
God told us to do it. We did it. No big deal. It doesn't take more than four words. And Joshua did so.
Amen.
Joshua did so. What about Declan did so? What about you did so? Wouldn't that please God?
Amen.
That's loving God. God says it, do it. Amen?
Amen.
And you know what? You start to obey in those little things. The little things God says. God says, read your Bible. Do it. No big deal. No big song and dance. Same as Joshua. God says it. Do it. God tells you, offer to help your pastor. Do it. No big deal. Do it. The Holy Spirit starts whispering in your ear. Give that guy a tract. He needs a tract. Do it.
Amen.
No one's going to know if you don't. It's you and God.
Amen.
You and God. And it's no big deal. It's simply, do you love God?
Amen.
Do you love God? If he tells you something, just do it. Just do it. And you know, after those simple things, Joshua was in such a habit of obeying God. God said it, he did it. God said it, he did it. God said it, he did it. After a while, God starts asking him to do some pretty foolish things. Not being irreverent, but they would seem foolish to us. Chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city all the men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. God starts telling them to go around the city for 6 days. What does Joshua do? He did it.
Amen.
See, it doesn't matter how logical or illogical it sounded.
Amen.
God said it, and he did it. Amen. You see, he loved God. We need to stop trying to work out, does what God told me to do sound logical to me?
Yeah.
No, God said it. I need to do it.
Amen.
Remember, who are you in the sight of God?
Amen.
You're his creation. You're dirt. God says it. We do it if we love him. If we love him. Do you really love God? Do you really love God? Number 4, and one more after this. Joshua worshipped God in the fight. He worshipped God while he was in the fight. Joshua chapter 8, verse 18. Joshua chapter 8, sorry, verse 18. Joshua 8, 18. Joshua is in the middle of the battle here. And 18 says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thine hand toward Ai, for I will give it unto thine hand." And here we go again. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. It's as simple. He just does it again. But you've got to remember the context here. He's in the middle of a battle. He's in the middle of a battle, but he's still listening to God and doing what God says.
Amen.
You see, some of us, we may be able to listen to what God's saying as we're sitting in church.
Come on now, that's good.
Listening to what God's saying as we're in the quietness of our own home reading our Bible. But when we get into the world and the battles come on, you forget what God has told you, and we forget it, and we don't do what God told us 2 weeks ago. We forget it. We forget it. We need to be listening for God and remembering those things while we're in the battle. That's why he doesn't give them for us while we're sitting in church so we can think, oh, that's great. He gives it to us so we can use them in the battle. When we can use them when people are putting pressure on you, when they're calling you names, when they're trying to ostracize you, you can use whatever God has told you. Be listening for God and be listening even in the battle, even in the depths of Monday morning when you're down, you're in work. What has God told you in your Bible reading? What has God told you
Amen.
At church? How can I use that on Monday morning?
Amen.
If you love God, you'll be looking for those opportunities on a Monday morning, on a Tuesday morning. And finally, number 5 is what I started out with. He had a personal walk with God. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5, we looked at it yesterday. It says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Just as God was close to Moses and Moses was close to God, God is close to Joshua.
Same God. Amen.
Amen. Verse 17 it says, "According as we hearkened unto Moses," this is the people speaking, "in all things, so will we hearken unto thee." And this is the condition, "Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses." Even the people wanted God to be close to, or Joshua to be close to God. Joshua had that close personal relationship with God. Joshua loved God.
Amen.
Let me ask you, do you have a close personal relationship with God? Are you an Aaron or are you a Joshua? The Aarons are great when there's spiritual people around them.
Yeah.
They're the people going to God. You're just listening, getting in on the act. What about when you're on your own? What about when it's just you and God? Is it so long since you've spoken to him? you wouldn't know how to get a hold of God. Have you got that personal relationship with God? Can you praise God on your own? Just you and God, just praise God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you what you do for me. I love who you are. Let me ask you, what if others around you fell away? What if they stopped going to church?
Yeah.
What if your wife said she's never going to church again? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You see, it's your personal relationship with God, not her personal relationship with God. How is your relationship? Do you love God? Do you love God? Do you really love Him? Let me show you one more verse before we finish. Joshua 24, verse 31. Joshua was amazing. Joshua just got it.
Amen.
Not only did Joshua successfully take the baton on from Moses and have that relationship with God and lead Israel. Look at 31, it says, "And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua." Amen. And all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua. Amen. And which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. See, it didn't. Joshua's life, Joshua's influence didn't stop when he died.
Amen.
It said the people of Israel lived for God even after Joshua died, for all the elders that overlived him. They served him even after he was gone. Let me challenge you with one final thought. If you're from this country, or if you're living permanently in this country, there's a lot of pressure from the government coming on the missionaries. What if they leave? What are you going to do? How is your relationship with God? Is it going to last if, God forbid, they have to leave? Is your personal relationship with God strong enough so that you're going to keep it going? You're going to keep living for God and you're going to affect other people to live for God? Or is it going to stop with those people? It can't. It's the same God. We serve the same God. It can't stop. It can't stop.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe you get on your face again. Maybe you need to pray for Ireland and pray for your own heart to be willing. Finally, take this thing seriously. We're in a war. And the devil doesn't lose easily.
Amen.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do when your spiritual mentor, your pastor, or maybe your dad is your spiritual person in your life? What are you going to do if he's not there? What are you going to do if, when we head out of here and you have that itch to turn the radio back on or head back home and go see what's on television? What are you going to do when you're alone? Why don't you make a decision today, right now? It's all by your choice. Why don't you make the right choice now so it's harder to make the wrong choice later? What choice are you going to make right now? You know, Joshua figured out that God was worth it. He saw God do something wonderful in Moses' life, and he says, I want that too. Have you seen God do anything this weekend? Have you seen God do anything in your church? Maybe it's your time to say, all right, I'll be a Joshua. I'll be a Joshua. Let me ask you this with an uplifted hand. Would you say, God, make me a Joshua, please? I don't have to be a Moses, but I want to be a Joshua. If God has spoken to your heart, would you just put your hand up, put it down and say, God, make me a Joshua. Amen, amen. Why don't you tell God that? Why don't you tell God, I'm tired of playing. I want to wear myself out getting people into the kingdom. I want to wear myself out helping my pastor build his church. I will wear myself out praising God. If He never did nothing for my life, if He never gave me a wife, if He never gave me the kids, if He never gave me my health, if He never, He's done enough for me to praise Him for the rest of my days. I'll praise God. Will you take a sword in your hand and get in the fight? Will you join? Will you be a volunteer for Jesus? Don't tell me, tell God. I can't check up on you, but He's watching you. And you know who else is watching you? Your son. Your wife. Your co-workers. Let's be out of step with this world. Amen. Let's be out of step. Yeah, we'll be a little strange. We'll be marching around the walls. We'll be marching around the walls. Foolish. Crazy. And we'll win. What kind of decisions can you make this morning? You need to make one. You gotta make one. Please. Maybe 10, I don't know. Make a decision. At least make one decision not to be like Aaron. At least make a decision not to be like you were when you came here 2 days ago. Father, we're kind of spiritually, we're going to take our sandals off now. The place that we're on is holy. We're about to go into a fight, and we have no idea how to fight it. But whatever you tell us to do is what we're going to do. This is a holy place right now, because you're here. Lord, if there's one decision that I made, and I pray that every other person in this room makes, that is that I'm going to love You. If I fail there, I will fail everywhere. I love You, Lord Jesus. I'm glad that a man can love You. Oh, would it be natural on our lips to say, I love You, Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Thank You for this retreat. In Jesus' name, amen.